Zvachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph 9:1. We now begin a new Perek, and the topic of the Perek, which kind of is picking up on what happened at the very end of the previous Mishnah, is that what happens if something which shouldn't go on the Mizbeach ends up on the Mizbeach? Do we take it down? Now, in the previous Mishnah of the end of the 8th Perek, we talked about how the tzitz is meratze. The tzitz makes offerings acceptable if we're talking specifically about blood that was offered when it was tummy or the person offering was tummy. But now we're talking about things besides for that. So the starting position is the pasuk itself. The pasuk, the Torah in Shmo says, "V'hayah ha-mizbeach kodesh kadoshim." The mizbeach itself, the altar, is of ultimate holiness. Kol ha-nogea b'mizbeach, anything that touches the mizbeach, yikdash, will also become consecrated. And the idea, therefore, is that when things go on the mizbeach, even if they shouldn't be there, so. In many scenarios, it now becomes consecrated. What's referred to as lachmo shel mizbeach, something like the food of the mizbeach, appropriate for the mizbeach, and therefore once up, it's not taken down. Now, our Mishnah picks up where that pasuk leaves off, in Torah Shabbat Peh, and it starts with the following sentence, which frames it, and it says, ha-mizbeach mekadesh es haro'i lo. The altar sanctifies that which is fitting for it. Okay, so now the two words which are not perfectly clear in that sentence are, what does fitting mean? What does it mean to be fitting for the Mizbeach? And second of all, it says, for it. Now, it, in what sense? It, all of it or some of it? And those two points will be the topics of essentially the rest of the perek. The first point about ro'i, what it means to be fitting, is the topic really of the next Mishnayos, but this Mishnah is focused on the word lo, if you will, the it part. So there's two possibilities. The possibility number one is we're talking about things that belong specifically on the fires of the Mizbeach. And other possibilities is anything that goes on the Mizbeach, anywhere in the Mizbeach. Meaning things like the Nesachim, the wine libations, don't go on the fire, but they do go poured in that, you know, the bowl there in the northwest corner. Same goes for the blood. Blood doesn't go on the fire, but it does certainly go on the walls of the Mizbeach, or the Koranos, the horns of the Mizbeach. So the pasuk says, and when this, the pasuk is really where it all, you know, it's the basic drush on pasukim. There's two basic shitas in our Mishnah, although we have a third sheet in the Tana, which is somewhere in the middle. And the pasuk says, tzav, this is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Vav, pasuk base, 6:2. Tzav es Aaron ves banav lemor. Command the Kohanim saying, zos toras ha'ola. This is the law regarding the ola. Now, the ola here would be referring to specifically the burnt offering called the ola, that type of zevach. But then the next words of the Mishnah, of the pasuk, are "hi ha'ola." It is the ola. Those two words are clearly miutar; they're extra. We don't need them. We just said the Torah's ola. This is the laws of the ola. Hi ha'ola. It is the ola. What's that all about? And the pasuk goes on to say "al mokda al hamizbeach." So it's on two things. Mokda means the fires, the flame, and hamizbeach means the stone altar itself. Kol ha'laila ad ha'boker. Va'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo, it'll be on the fire on the altar the whole night until the morning, and the fires of the altar will burn it. Okay, so the meaning of the verse in general, you know, the simple English translation, if you only have, you know, one-dimensional translation, is saying here that the ola can, while it's offered during the day, the parts that go on the mizbeach, meaning the limbs as well as the fats and also the emurim, everything goes on, can burn throughout the whole night until the morning. Okay, that's the point of our Mishnah. But our Mishnah is going to, that's the point of the Pasuk. But our Mishnah is going to essentially have a machlokas, because those two words, hi ha'ola, is going to be there for drushes. Since hi ha'ola, so the word ha'ola really is like a double entendre. Usually in the context of this Pasuk, anyway, certainly it means the ola is the burnt offering, this kind of zevach. But ha'ola also means a thing that goes up. Like we make aliyah, you're ole. Okay, so it goes up. So it goes up on the mizbeach. And the word he very commonly is understood to be, like, because it means to be as it is. So it means as it is. So as it goes up, so shall it be, meaning it shall remain there. And that is based on the drasha. So where the drasha is the rule, zos toras ha'ola, he ha'ola. Once it's gone up ha'ola, then he remains as it is. Al mokdo al mizbeach, on the fires, on the mizbeach. But which is it? Is it about that it's things like, specifically like the korban ola, which goes on the fires of the altar, or no, anything that goes even on the altar itself, meaning like the nesachim, the libations, and the blood as well, once it's gone up, shouldn't be taken down. It should be, once ola, it goes up, he, it'll stay as it is. That's a machlokas tanaim. Let's see it inside. The Mishnah says, HaMizbeach b'kadosh es haroila, the Mizbeach consecrates that which is fitting for it. Again, we'll have to describe what it is in a moment, and fitting in the next Mishnayos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol haroi le'ishim, what that means is things that are fitting to go on the fires, like the word mokda of the pasuk. Im ala, if it goes up, this ala kind of like hi ha'ola, if it went up, lo yered, it's not taken down. So, I didn't really elaborate what roi means, but I'll just let the cat out of the bag right now. In general, things that were fitting to be consecrated in the first place, those are the things which are roi, and if they go up, they stay up. Even if they become technically invalid, whereas things that never were fitting to be consecrated in the first place, those are not roi and they have to be taken down. So, just for example, if you have a regular, you know, goat that while you're doing the sacrificial procedure, it's a chatas, and you think, you know, lo lishma, and you make a pasul, or you take the blood out of the azar and so on. So now you have a technical foul and invalidated the korban, but it was fitting to go up, and therefore, if brought up, it will stay there. In contrast, if you have, let's say, an animal which was set aside for avodah zarah, muktzah, or worshipped as an idol, so then that animal had no business being consecrated in the first place, and therefore it's not roi, and even if it was brought up, it would come down. That's the idea here. But everyone agrees to those ideas. But Rabbi Yeshua is saying it's limited to things which go on the fire, meaning like the actual sacrificial parts of the zevach. Okay? Shneamar, his proof text is Hi ha'ola al mokda al mizbeach. That which goes up on the flames on the altar. So things ma'ola shehi ro'i le'ishim, just as the sacrificial holy burnt offering, the ola, is fitting to go on the fires, im al saloi terid, if it's brought up, even though it was technically a problem, had some technical problem, the ola was, for example, it was became tame or something, once it's up, it stays up. Okay? Af kol davar shu roi le'ishim, so to anything that belongs, that is fitting to go on the fire, sacrificial parts that became technically invalidated, so then, im ala, if brought up incorrectly, lo yered, it doesn't get brought down. In contrast, Rabban Gamliel says no. Rabban Gamliel omer, kol haroi le'mizbeach, anything that is fitting to go on the mizbeach, and anyway, not just the fires, because the word al mizbeach, im ala lo yered, if it's brought up now on the mizbeach, it's not taken down. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, he brings the exact same word, but he's focused on the word mizbeach as opposed to mokta. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, hi ha'ola al mokta al ha'mizbeach. So anything goes on the mizbeach, it's fine. Ma ola shi ro'uyi le mizbeach, just as the korban ola is fitting to go on the mizbeach, im al saloteired, if it goes up, even though it had a technical problem, whatever it was, don't bring it down. Af kol davar shu ro'uyi le mizbeach, so to anything that was fitting to the mizbeach, if brought up, even if technically it shouldn't have been brought up, im ala lo yered, once it's brought up, you don't bring it down. And the Mishnah then explains, ein bein divrei Rabban Gamliel divrei Rabbi Yeshua. There's no difference between these two shitas, ela hadam v'nesachim. The essential difference is, the Gemara speaks of a third difference about a kometz from a mincha that didn't get put in a kli sharis afterwards, but leave that aside for now. The point of our Mishnah, the primary points are blood and sacrificial blood and nesachim, libations, wine libations, once brought up. So, Shabbat Gamliel, Omer, lo yeredu. Once they're brought up, you don't bring it down, says Shabbat Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, yeredu. No, he says, no, it does come down. Okay? So, just want to speak up, just so you have the picture in your mind correctly. We're talking about, you have like this, the wine sitting inside a cup to be brought as a libation, and someone, puts it on the Mizbeach, like inside the cup, sitting in the cup on the Mizbeach. So now and then someone says, whoa, don't pour that wine libation because, it's invalid, whatever, it became tame, let's say. So do you bring it down? So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, once up it stays up because it's fitting in the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, it's not fitting for the fires, the Ishim, and therefore you have to bring it down. Nobody is saying that if you splash the blood on the Mizbeach or you pour the wine down, like into the bowl that's there in the southwest corner, and now someone says, oh, that was tame, get it back. No one is thinking you're going to get a towel and like wipe off the liquid off the Mizbeach surface. And that's not what's happening. It's that it's sitting in a container on the Mizbeach do you bring the container down before it's been poured or applied to the Mizbeach? Okay, halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, so that means we rule it only the sacrificial parts that fitting for the fire can't come down, but nesachim, libations, and blood would come down. Okay, now, there's a third sheet here, which is Rabbi Shimon. This is Shimon Bar Yochai. He kind of takes a middle position. Now, to understand his position here, understand there are two, when it comes to nesachim, there are two categories. Libations can be the usual way, is that they're nesachim, which are connected to a specific zevach. When you, every ola, every shlamim has to be accompanied by a wine libation. Okay? Those are nischei chova, obligatory libations. But there's another possibility, which is you could just simply volunteer to bring a wine libation without any connection to an ola or shlam. You know, the person just says, the same way a person can say, wow, this year my goats are all so amazing, I want to give one to Hashem as an ola, and just make the goat an ola. A person could say, wow, this year's wine harvest was so amazing, I want to give a bottle of wine to the Mizbeach, and, you know, as a nesach standalone. So the short of it is that based on a drush from a different pasuk, in fact, Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with Rabbi Yehoshua that if you're talking about nesachim which are connected, the usual kind of nesachim that are connected to zevachim and ola and shlamim, that even if it's brought up, you bring it down. But I actually agree with Rabban Gamliel that if you have a standalone nesach that you nedava that you volunteered, that if once it's brought up, you don't bring it down. Okay. Inside, he doesn't say those words at all exactly. What he actually says is like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hazevach kasher v'nesachim psulim. If you have a valid zevach, meaning a valid olo or shlamim, v'nesachim psulim, and then the wine libation becomes invalidated. Let's say it went out of the azaro, became tame. Or if you have a nesachim ksherim, or if the nesachim were perfectly fine, v'zevach pasul, but the zevach that it's supposed to accompany, it itself got invalidated. Afilu zevazeh psulim, or certainly if both are invalid, both the animal and the wine, both, let's say, became tummy. So then, hazevach lo yered, once put on the mizbeach, the animal doesn't get taken off the flames, whatever it is, no way, like everyone agrees, actually. V'nesachem yerdu, but the liquids, the wine libation, is taken down in all events, like Rabbi Yehoshua held. Okay, what he doesn't say here, but what he does hold, is that if it were not connected to a specific zevach, just a general voluntary nesach, he would agree with Rabban Gamliel that once it's been put on, even though it shouldn't have been, because that's a tipikim tummy, it's not, meaning the container is put on it, now you still will pour the container into the mizbeach, you won't take it down, okay? But again, the basis for that opinion is like based on a drasha from a subsequent pasuk, which I'm not really explaining here, but I think that's okay. Anyways, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehoshua, which is the nesachim are always taken down because they're not royally ishim, whereas if you're talking about animals that were technically invalidated but came from an offering which were fitting to be consecrated in the first place, just someone technically wrong, once put on the mizbeach, they become lach mizbeach, the mizbeach is mekadesh et, and it stays there, whereas you were talking about other things, as the Mishnah will say in the next couple of Mishnayos, that things that shouldn't have been consecrated in the first place, like an animal set aside for avodah zarah, or an animal that was used in bestiality and that kind of stuff. So then, even if it was, you know, put on the fire, it's actually taken down, taken off.